Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Some interesting numbers popping out of the latest crop progress report from USDA as of yesterday afternoon. We're up to 93% of our U.S. corn crop now planted. That is a couple points behind what the trade was expecting this week. They were expecting about 95% complete by this date. That is 5 points advanced from a week ago. 89% is the five-year average planted by this particular date. Nationally, U.S. soybean crop, 75% planted. That's about what the trade was expecting versus 68% the five-year average. Cotton crop, two-thirds done now, planted nationally versus the 66% five-year average. Grain sorghum, 49% planted nationally versus the 46% five-year average. The first look at condition of the 2020 corn crop is in as well from USDA, showing that nationally we're at 74% in good to excellent shape versus 70% a year ago. Iowa, so much trouble in the I states last year in getting this corn crop in the ground. Iowa this year largely planted and 85% in good to excellent shape. Kansas, 67% good to excellent shape. Oklahoma, 79% in good to excellent shape for the corn crop that is planted. Big problem as far as Oklahoma is concerned is planting of the cotton crop. Only 14% done, five-year average, 42%. Going to have to be moving quickly if we're going to get anywhere close to those more than 600,000 acres predicted for the 2020 cotton crop in the state of Oklahoma. You may have noticed we didn't mention wheat. In Texas, 32% of the Texas wheat crop now harvested. That's primarily Central Texas South. Nothing in the North Plains as of yet. And Oklahoma, no harvest number as of yet. However, we've probably got 5, 6, 7% of the crop now harvested. Based on some of the early reports that we got coming in from southwestern counties and even a few locations as far north as Interstate 40 at this particular point. Wheat farmers in Kansas have seen a slight improvement as far as the crop condition is concerned. A week ago, we were at 40% in good to excellent shape. This week, according to USDA, 42% in good to excellent condition for the 2020 Kansas wheat crop. That joint task force between the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association looking at ways to expand beef packing and processing capacity in the state of Oklahoma going to be holding a webinar later this week on Thursday afternoon. Dr. Phil Kinkle from the Ag Economics Department at OSU will be the featured panelist looking at the potential of a co-op model that might accomplish the increase in packing capacity in the state. Details up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.